Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two-ish of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. If it's double, it's got to be better, right? Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about way too many minutes, something like the midnight 15 hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. And quick programming note right out of the gate. Don't forget that next week I will not be here, but DJ Ryan D from Music Savage, he'll be sitting in for us and taking good care of you, because that's what the DJs do here at WMFO. So I know he's looking forward to it. Hopefully you'll be ready for him, and you'll all have a wonderful time, because that's what we're going for here, a wonderful time. Tonight, it's free association. Many, many people gave me many, many words over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Yes, I said it in the wrong rhythm. You know how that causes me problems. But yeah, lots of words, lots of stuff, many thoughts. So let's hope I found a healthy intersection amongst them. So let's get started right here with a little Kahimi Kari at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
sweet to me. You are my one and only, the only one I've kissed.
But that black book in your pocket, honey, ain't a grocery list.
When I took you to a nightclub to have a bang of time,
we wound up washing dishes 'cause you didn't have a dime.
You're my sugar, you're my sugar, you're my sugar, but you're never sweet to me. You're my sugar, you're my sugar, you're my sugar, but you're never sweet to me.
I ordered you a collar right from the catalog,
but now I can't quit barking 'cause the collar's for a dog.
Well, next day I sent you neckties. Did you like the ties you got?
How come you tied the neckties, honey, like a hangman's knot?
Huh?
You're my sugar, you're my sugar, you're my sugar, but you're never sweet to me. You're my sugar, you're my sugar, you're my sugar, but you're never sweet to me.
Bought you was nothing but the best,
but you only paid a dollar down. I had to pay the rest.
What happened to the fur coat I bought the other day?
Well, that new fur coat you bought me just got up and walked away.
You're my sugar, you're my sugar, you're my sugar, but you're never sweet to me. You're my sugar, you're my sugar, you're my sugar, but you're never sweet to me.
Now I knitted you some golf socks with fancy heels and soles.
Well, I guess they call them golf socks. They both had 18 holes.
Uh-huh.
I promised you a pony. I promised you a yacht.
Well, a saddle and a paddle boy was all I ever got.
You're my sugar. You're my sugar. You're my sugar, but you're never sweet to me. You're my sugar. You're my sugar. You're my sugar, but you're never sweet to me.
Well, I'm getting tired of fighting. Been at it all my life.
Well, the way we always get along, we should be man and wife. Ah,
you're my sugar, you're my sugar, you're my sugar, and I am sweet on you.
Speedy West.
Hippopotami cannot get on a bus because one hippopotami is two hippopotamus. And if you have two goose, that makes one geese. A pair of mouse is mice, a pair of moose is me. A paranoia is a bunch of mental blocks. And when Ben Casey meets Kildare, that's called a paradox. When two minks fall in love with all their heart and soul, plural of two minks is one mink stole. Singulars and plurals are so different, bless my soul. Has it ever occurred to you that the plural of half is whole? A bunch of tooth is teeth. A group of foot is feet. And two canaries make a pair. They call it a parakeet. A paramecium is not a pair. A parallelogram is just a crazy square. Nobody knows just what a paraphernalia is, and what is half a pair of scissors? It's a single sizz with someone you adore. If you should find romance, you'll pant and pant once more. And that's a pair of pants.
When brutal killers kidnap six pretty young nurses, the girls must do anything to escape with their lives. Nurses for Sale. It's a story right out of today's violent, passionate, and shocking headlines. Young girls held for ransom by cruel captors, grabbed right from a hospital's medical field team, and forced to endure savage humiliations at the hands of human animals. Nurses for Sale. Living a life of captivity, without food, without comfort, without love, these girls are forced to find affection any way they can with the closest human companion. The results are both savage and wild. It's all there. The pretty girls, the compromising situations, and the action-packed climax in Nurses for Sale. Don't miss Nurses for Sale, in color, rated R for adults, from Independent International.
Romance, I love this love story. boy, a man on a squishy bender can sure do some crazy things.
Tom, I was thinking about what we should do in the future, you know?
You're doing a jazz thing.
Well, how can you do something like that when I'm thinking about the future?
You know what the big dance is now? The
what?
Big dance craze called the shrimp.
Well, how do you do the shrimp?
Well, what you do is you get, it's a new dance craze, there's the dance craze called the shrimp.
I haven't heard of the shrimp.
It's very big.
I've
it's going to be.
Bird, I've seen the bird.
It's bigger than the bird.
It is? Shrimps are.
The shrimp is a swinging new dance that's taking the rage by country.
Well, why don't you... Wait a minute.
Goes like this. First you put your little foot way up tight. Then you swing it to the left and you swing it to the right. Swing it all around, then you swing it to the right. You turn around and turn around. That's the shrimp.
Fall over sleeping garden walls, and the stars begin to flicker in the sky. Through the mist of a memory, you wander back to me, breathing my name with a sigh. In the still of the night, once again I hold you tight. Though you're gone, your love lives on when moonlight beams. As long as my heart will beat, lovers will always meet here. my deep purple dream. When moonlight beams, and as long as my heart will be, lovers will always meet here in my deep purple dream.
Round to me.
Grandpa Jones, set down that jug and demonstrate the bunny hug. Can't I have another slug? No time for everyone to cut a rug.
We're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we are doing the free association thing this evening. Always a good thing for us to do together. So many Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites in here. I think we, and there's definitely some classics in here. We have members of the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars. And we have Bee's Knees. We've got it all. And that's just from free associating. I love it when we can do that here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Basically, I love just about anything we can do here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety. Never give up until they buckle up. Go to safercar.gov, kids buckle up. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Did I ever tell you about the time I really wanted to go hunt down the Ad Council in Golden, Colorado? I didn't do it. But that's, I guess, part of the story. probably not one that can be told on the air either. I don't even know why I went there, but I did, so whatever. Hey, did I mention there's going to be a Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite coming up? Or a member of the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars? Or a bee's knee? Well, this one's all three right here. On your freeform radio station, it is WMFO.
Et je te dis, quoi d'Hector? non pas tout le temps. Voilà. C'est exaspérant. Dans un bar, moi, devant un whisky, j'ai conseillé mes soucis dans les cuits du vin. Oh, un barman pressé, il posait pas de temps. Oh non, oh non, on a l'ligateur. C'est bien, chérie. D'avoir un très beau, un beau sac en croco. Oui, voilà pourquoi. Ah ouais, ah oui, ce matin, tu as, tu as tué ça. On a l'alligator. Et c'est ça qu'on a son sac en croco. Mais ouais. Que moi, je vais te faire la peau.
Now the program that asks the question, does a young woman's search for identity and fulfillment take on hidden meaning, and can love overshadow the shadow of the hour? Stay with us now for heartrending contemporary drama on Love of Grass. When we left Debbie and Bob, the police were searching the leather shop for Chuck the dealer, who was hiding in the window disguised as a clothing display. Chuck was struggling desperately to keep from sneezing as a fly walked slowly up his nose. One sneeze and it would be curtains.
He's got to be here somewhere. I saw him come in. Take a look in the window.
You take a look in the window. It's 4:00. I'm off duty.
So am I. Don't any of you kids leave. We're sending the next shift down here to look in the window.
Let's get out of here.
Boy, that was close.
Help me out of all this leather stuff.
You okay, Chuck?
Yeah, I'm okay. You got any dope?
At the left, we figured that you... Hey, Smash, how you doing?
I just ate a Kawasaki.
Ate a Kawasaki?
I said I did mean the gang.
The gang, indeed. Smash had quit the Masons to become the legendary leader of the most dreaded motorcycle gang.
Club!
The most dreaded motorcycle club in the state. The infamous Hell's Bells.
You got any dope, man?
If I got any dope, is the sky blue?
You got any dope?
I said I got dope, I got this hash.
Is it any good?
Is it any good? Does Cleveland start with a K?
Does Cleveland start with a K indeed?
This hash come directly from my old lady's ex-old man's cousin, who got it straight from the hands of the guy who got it from the road manager of the Organic Rhythm Airs, who got it as a special present from a chick who actually once met Mick himself. Is it any good?
Yeah, is it any good?
Don't push me. You got a pipe?
No pipes, posters, bells,
bells. Oh, shut up.
Yeah, here's a pipe. Yeah, this is a leather shop. Right, we published the Hard Times Picayune.
The Hard Times Picayune. Bob's pride and joy. It had started as the Lancaster Cat Letter, and Bob had built it into the country's leading underground paper. the only underground paper with a furniture section.
Okay, give me your ad. Erotic acts between my buffalo and your girlfriend. You watch, I watch, we all get off. Yeah, we'll give you a box number. Right on, baby. Ciao.
Bob, I want you should make something for me.
Another pair of leather sunglasses?
No, I want to put leather tires on my bike. The front one should have a picture of my old lady, and the back one should say you've just been run over by the Hell's Bells.
Yeah, we could do that.
Hey, Debbie, this pipe's all clogged up.
I think there's another pipe in the back room. Try some of this stuff in the meantime.
What is it?
Snuff.
What do you do with it?
You shove it up your nose.
Shove it up your nose, mother!
Don't hit him! Debbie, go find that other pipe.
That other pipe, indeed. Debbie went into the back room to begin searching through a 2-year collection of debris. Bob, Chuck, and Smash were growing impatient when the front door opened and...
Where's my daughter?
Daughter? This is a leather shop.
No daughters, no pipes, no posters.
My daughter's run away.
There's no runaways here, man. Why don't you run away?
Can I leave a picture of her here? Maybe if someone will recognize her, I...
Sure, yeah. Just stick it up on the wall right next to the door.
Thanks.
Okay, bring in the picture.
Hey, you can't put up a billboard in my store.
Picture of my daughter. You said I could put up a picture.
A picture of his daughter, indeed. The distressed father ordered his 6-man crew to hang it up on the wall.
There. Someone's sure to notice it.
Notice it, indeed. Bob, isn't that...
It sure is, Smash. It's Debbie.
Debbie, indeed. Will Bob's old lady be wrenched out of his life? Will Debbie ever find that pipe in the back room? Will Nixon end the war? Be sure to be with us next time for another thrilling episode of Love of Grass.
There's 32 causes of headaches. I read that one time in Reader's Digest. I don't know what they are. You'd have to have a physical examination to find out, and they'll give you some pills for the headache. I know. I've had them. When I was running the elevator in the Hotel Lenox, I had a headache one time for 3 days. I couldn't get rid of it. I went to the doctor in the hotel and he gave me some pills for the headache. They took away the headache, all right. It was the elevator. That's what it was. The elevator did it. You know, up and down.
burnt hostess and the DJ always keeping that needle clean.
Yeah, you got to grab more cars than you can swing so as to speed your bingo. We'll be right back.
thinking about tomorrow. Don't stop, it'll soon be here. Blah, 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 blah. Yesterday's gone. Yesterday's gone. I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head I'd be scratching with the thoughts that I'd be hatching if I only had a brain. Yesterday's gone, yesterday's gone.
She's down in New Orleans and never have gone nowhere. Ow! I can't help with sweet talk from Kansas City. I whispered sweet like wine. She bought him diamonds and limousines. My solitude with those Salt Lake City blues. With those blues, the heart.